Joining us today, we have Mohammed Nabil, a Portland-based Palestinian activist from Gaza. He will be discussing the upcoming visit of former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak, who is coming to the Middleman Center in Portland on Sunday. Mohammed, how are Portlanders planning to respond to this visit?
So we are here in Portland, multiple organizations come together to organize a protest for his visit. And there is an event on Facebook called War Criminals Are Not Welcome Here. And that will be on Sunday at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And it will be held in the Middleton Jewish Community Center. And the organizations are Jewish Voice for Peace and some organizations who are under the occupation for Free Portland and some other organizations that are involved in the Palestine solidarity scene here in Portland. So the main idea that we are here is, as like our event includes, that we are not welcoming war criminals here. And Ehud Olmert, he was like... Ehud Olmert was like the prime minister in the Operation Cast Lead in 2008, that Ehud Barak was the Israeli Defense Force who basically led and orchestrated that operation. I was in Gaza at that time, and I still remember the first bomb, which basically killed more than 180 people in the first hour. I still remember it was at noon. I was going home from my school and suddenly the ground has been shaken under me. Basically, in that operation, more than 1,200 Palestinians have been killed. More than 5,000 people have been injured. And that operation, mind you, it was like only 8 days. Mm-hmm. Most of the people in Gaza have been either have somebody who got injured, have somebody who got killed, have their houses being partially or completely demolished. All of the businesses have been affected, and also not even the animals have been spared from that type of obliteration, basically. And here in Portland, we are not just protesting Ehud because he's a bad guy or the only bad guy in Israel. Frankly, we are protesting him because he's a representation of the state of Israel policies against the Palestinian people, not just in Gaza, but also in the West Bank and inside Israel, the Palestinian people who live in Israel. There's 20% of the Palestinian people live in Israel right now. And also the Israeli state against the Palestinian people in the diaspora and preventing them from entering their homeland and visiting their people and their homes. So this is a protest. This is a sign to say, like, war criminals are not welcomed here. And we are here to say no and raise our voices, because what else we can do? We need to basically stand up for this type of war crimes. We need to tell the Jewish Federation no. We need to tell the state of Israel no, and we need to spread the word. And I encourage every listener here to come out on Sunday and join us by saying no to war crimes, no to ethnic cleansing, no to systematic oppression, no to apartheid wall, no to borders. We are here also representing the voices of the Palestinian people by saying we are here.
Mm-hmm. Right. Making sure that their voices are heard.
Yeah.
So just to wrap up, can you tell us where people can find out more? Where can they look?
So if you go to Facebook, you can type war criminals not welcome here. You will find the event page. And here I want to mention a security thing. The event is public, so you can read the information and come and join us there if you don't want your name to be tracked. Also, bring visible signs, bring Palestinian flags, and also bring your friends, because we need the numbers, because we are stronger together. We are stronger when we have our voices here.
Of course. And so just one more time, can you give us the when and the where of the protest in case people want to join?
Sunday at 6 p.m. It's at the Middleton Jewish Community Center at 6651 Southwest Capitol Way.
Great. Thank you so much, Mohammed.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That was Mohammed Nabil speaking with us about the upcoming Ehud Barak visit and the protests that will follow. For KBOO Evening News, I'm Leila Kanaan.